Broadcasting from somewhere in the Hollywood Hills.
You have arrived. This is Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. We are dance all day, every day, all the time. And you can follow us on our website at www.infinitedancecast.com, on Twitter at iDanceCast, or of course our personal accounts at Nick Drago, at Desiree Robbins. And we are on iTunes now.
You can check us out on iTunes.
I like it. I like it. You kind of threw me off there.
But I got
yes,
excited.
You can check us out on iTunes. Very easy, because you can search out Infinite Dance Cast. You can search out Nick Drago's name, Desiree Robbins. It all goes to the same place. And now we've got a few episodes that are free for your pleasure.
It's awesome.
I love it.
And we're also posting the episodes on Facebook, so you can click the link and directly, go
get
to
the feed. Yeah, as it's called, the RSS feed.
Make sure you subscribe.
Because then it'll come straight to you.
That was a scary voice.
We are. Oh, I liked it.
Sorry.
Though.
Go ahead.
Well, we are also coming out. Nick and I are planning our application for your smartphone. So, coming up very soon, you will be able to have our lovely faces. I don't know if it'll be our faces. Right on. As an application, and it'll tell you when there's a new, podcast there for you to listen to.
Or extra material.
Right.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
This is great.
Yes.
Erin Lamont is in the studio
today. Oh, yay.
I'm very excited. We have her secluded in the booth next door. Hey,
right.
How's it going?
The soundproof booth.
Yes. She can't talk right now. She is talking. We can't understand what we can't.
Well,
we can't understand.
I think
she wants a latte.
Right.
Mm. Anyway, she's one of the biggest up-and-coming choreographers here in L.A.
Right.
She's got a brand new show, The Lala's Burlesque.
Right. If you are making a trip to L.A. this summer and you want to go out and catch L.A. nightlife, that's the show to go see.
Yeah, it's hot.
It is hot.
And, it's kind of like a Vegas show, but not really. And it's got to expect the unexpected type of feel. You know, a very intimate setting. It's not a huge theater. It's like they do it in clubs, bars.
Absolutely.
Like it's a lot of fun.
Right.
A lot of fun.
And she's expanding quite quickly. So
absolutely.
That's something to check out now before it gets really big and you can't get tickets anymore.
Yeah, hey. Hopefully we can get tickets. What have you been doing?
Right. Well, we did just get back from Florida.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
He's trying to forget because we did get stuck in Miami.
Which sounds like the title of a Will Smith song. Stuck in Miami.
Actually, it kind of does. And we'd like to trademark that. Yeah, it was a great trip. Florida is a very big state because we did a nice long 300-mile drive. We did Fort Myers on Saturday, drove, and people who know Florida will laugh, to Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And started at 7 a.m. the next morning.
We got there at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That
to
is
Jacksonville.
Right.
Hung out with the client until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Went to bed at 5 and the alarm went off at 6.
Oh, that's right.
Because we had to be at the studio at 7.
And we worked for 9 hours straight, no break.
Love it.
I felt crazy.
Yeah, but we did it. The kids were great. It was a great day. It was almost like going off that adrenaline.
Yeah.
Thank you, Studio 1014, Kathy Finn, for that day.
And the Dance Warehouse.
Oh,
Cheryl Singleton.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we have an interview with Cheryl Singleton that's going to be up in a week or so.
Right. And it's not really dance related, but it's great for everyone, whether you're a dancer or not. It's for college, college information, getting scholarships, and not necessarily academic scholarships. These are scholarships that you just don't even know are out there. If you're left-handed, if your eyes are blue, I mean, it's...
Don't give away the interview, Des.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I thought I was teasing it.
You are teasing.
A little too much.
And I'm teasing you.
I know you are.
Are you recovered? I'm not recovered.
No, I'm still catching up. I'm still catching up.
I went like straight into work.
I know. You just did.
I did. Well, I did.
His favorite job.
Fresh Beat Band.
Right. New choreographer.
New choreographer. Maran. He was great. We also did. And before we went to Florida, I did the Glee finale, which we shot, 2 days straight.
And you were done at 4 a.m. And then I think we caught a flight like, have been on a whirlwind.
And then before that, I did Dancing with the Stars.
Right, and thank you very much for not telling me. It's like, I'm watching TV a lot of times, and then you turn it on, and they're like, I think that's Nick. Oh my gosh, it's Nick!
Yeah.
You did that to me with the New Year's parade.
Right.
I mean, it was like early in the morning, and the Rose Parade. the opening number, there's Nick Drago dancing. I mean, I was like, you're unbelievable.
I get flustered and I forget to tell people stuff. But with the Dancing with the Stars, I'd have time to tell people because it was so quick. I was catching, you know, it's coming back in town, trying to get to rehearsal on time. Right. I had to change my flight, and they put me in the tightest pants ever that looked like it was just like body paint and duct tape.
Was it?
Pretty much. But I got to meet Chris Jericho, WWE superstar.
Oh, that must have made your life.
It was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I got really excited.
You know, I think we need to get a picture of you in many of your costumes because from what the listeners have been hearing from you, the ballet, you've got quite a collection.
I know. Anytime I can look like a jerk, I'm excited to.
No, you're just open and you will take the job.
Well, hey man, this is what we got to do. Sometimes you're not going to be, you know, doing Pepsi commercials every day.
In Armani suits.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
It's what the business is.
I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello. You went to see
a
show.
Goodbye, I say hello.
Ooh, that was
never
good.
Mind. Okay. Yes, I did.
Okay. Tell us.
It was exciting because I haven't, you know, the musical scene out in Los Angeles is not like being on Broadway. We went and saw Rent, which was a small, like a 99 seat theater, which made it very intimate and very cool. So we saw that just at Hudson Theater.
Awesome.
And they do a lot of productions there. So I suggest people get out and support.
Well, speaking of productions and music and whatnot, hit me with your music picks of the week. Desiree, take it away.
Here we are. This week's music picks, I'm going to start with the title is You Are. Okay, so upbeat. It's kind of like a Christian upbeat song, but you won't know it's Christian. So it's got a great message and you don't have to worry about any bad lyrics. The artist on that is Tony Moran and it's featuring Frenchie Davis. And my second pick is entitled C'est la vie. C'est la vie is in French, C-E-S-T. New word, L-A, new word, V-I-E. Of course, most people know that. The artist is DJ Wayne and Kim English. You know Kim English. She had a lot of great hits.
Oh, we went to different high schools together. Of course, I know her.
Did you really?
Ha, yeah.
Ha, ha. I don't think she's from Houston. And that's off Nervous Life Dance CD. The last one I've got is called I've Got My Pride. I've Got My Pride. And the artist, as you know, I love Peppa Mache, and that's Pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R, and Mache, M-A-S-H-A-Y. It's a hot song. No, that one, like, is a pounding, so excited, get you moving.
Travel across the floor.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah, and if you don't get energy from that song, I don't know what I can give you. Except, like, some coffee or a Red Bull.
You can't teach heart.
You're right. But that will bring it out. I mean, we dance because we love music. So those are my three, Nick. And I think we are changing.
Ooh, that was good timing.
Times are a-changing.
Times are a-changing. Which is the title of my first song. Just kidding.
I was like, no way.
She freaked out. My first song is Sail, S-A-I-L. It's by AWOL Nation, AWOLNATION. Great song. Number two, Icky Thump. By the White Stripes. You know this song.
Of course.
It's a great song. It's very theatrical, too, which I think is awesome. You know, you really got to find music these days that is something different, man.
Right. Not just your mainstream everyday. And be creative with it, like
blah,
you're saying.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, man. And the White Stripes are great for that. You know who else is good for that? This is a side note. This is not my number three, but My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good at that kind of stuff. And they're like closet musical theater freaks. That's what Gerard told me once.
Oh,
not
really?
That that's a bad thing. It's a good thing. Like,
no,
he loves it.
That's why choreographers should think of those kinds of songs. I don't think we think of those kinds of songs enough for those bands. Sorry. Go on.
No, you're good. Speaking of songs that we don't think about, how about Up for Breakfast by one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Van Halen.
Oh, I love Van Halen.
It is such a rock and roll song. If you need to wake up in the morning, turn that thing on. Pump your speakers, kiss the kitties, send them off to school, and rock out with your bad self.
Right. Do we get out our tap shoes for that song?
Sure. Why not? Or you can just slide around with socks on like Tom Cruise.
I love it.
All right.
Those are the picks.
That's it.
And they are on the website, www.infinitedancecast.com. Those picks are there for you every week.
Check us out. We'll be right back with Aaron Lamont on Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Your support of the American Cancer Society helps millions of cancer patients with free 24-hour information and support, a free place to stay when they must travel for treatment, and the results of some of the most promising cancer research today. Donate now at cancer.org/give.
Hey, welcome back. We are Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. We are dance all day, every day, all the time.
That's right. We got a special guest in the studio today. She's one of LA's biggest up-and-coming choreographers. She's worked with everybody from Trace Adkins to Lady Gaga. Her work has been featured in LA Fashion Week. She's been a part of the Miss USA pageants, Miss Universe pageants for her choreography. Skechers, Nike, Puma, Playboy, the NBA, LA Clippers, Dance Team, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Spike TV, the list goes on and on. She's got a brand new show, The Lalas, the newest burlesque show sweeping the nation.
Yay.
Please welcome to the show, Miss Erin Lamont.
Hello, hello. I'm exhausted just hearing it.
Ooh, right? He does a very good job, doesn't
That's
he?
Very good.
I stress out over it.
Yes.
He always likes to get everything in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure everybody gets all they deserve.
Absolutely.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Erin, you are the first person that we've had on the show that has as long a legs as you do.
I wish you could all see them. They're gorgeous. And she's gorgeous.
Thank you.
That's why that sometimes the podcast doesn't do it justice, you know?
There
you
exactly. Go.
We'll put pictures up, though.
Okay. Yeah. You need a roadmap for those things.
Fantastic.
Hey-oh.
Hey.
Nice.
All right, so Erin, welcome to the show. This is pretty exciting.
I'm honored to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you got going on. Tell us about, we want to talk about the Lalas first. You can go to thelalas.com. That's L-A-L-A-S. That's your brand new burlesque show. Tell us what an audience member can expect when they go to see this show.
When they come to see a Lalas show, it is basically five of the hottest girls in LA, and they come from all looks, all sizes, all height, all weight, everything, all gamuts, and they just come out, and it's a 45-minute show where they just show off what they have, and it's so funny because at the shows, it's like women are screaming louder than men when they take, you know, when they do their reveals. And we have Ariel, we have a girl that takes a sawzall and she tries to cut off her metal bikini costume. I mean, we have a little bit of everything. So,
expect the unexpected when you go
exactly.
to see this show. So now, is this a show for adults or
basically? You know, we do a lot of corporate industrial special events, so it just depends on who the audience is. I mean, we customize every show, so every time people come see us, it's something new. So, you know, it's basically
good to know for everybody out there if you ever want to book them.
Absolutely.
You can make it fit to what they
absolutely.
Need.
Absolutely. And we've done just the clean corporate and, you know, to the Viper Room in Hollywood.
Love it.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Something for everybody.
And so if you want to book the Lalas, you can email Erin at Erin, which is E-R-I-N, at thelalas.com.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter.
Yeah!
I'm a huge Twitter fan. It's just at Lalas Burlesque.
Okay, great. And you also have a YouTube. Let's go through all that
so people can have
You have a, you can find them on YouTube, youtube.com/thelalasburlesque.
Yes.
And also facebook.com/thelalasburlesque.
Yes. And basically every show we do, we do a lot of behind the scenes video work of them getting ready, so you can kind of figure out who your favorite Lala is, you know, just because we have people follow our shows and come to our shows and they have like, oh my gosh, where's the Mohawk girl? Or oh my gosh, where's Ashley?
You
know,
and
it's so cool. I love it.
That awesome. Is really cool.
So tell us what you have coming up. You got some pretty exciting news.
Yeah.
We do. We've worked with Playboy Comedy, and it's a show they already have at the Palms in Vegas, and they turned it into LA, and they're just trying to see what they could do to make it more girly, more open, because as it stood, it was just comedians. And so next month, expect the Lalas at the Palms, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
That's what I'm
Can
saying.
Can I ask you, Erin, what about dancers? How do you find your talent? And so do you have auditions? Do you just find people? Is it people you know, word of mouth?
You know, it's so funny because I feel we've auditioned and I got probably two or three new girls that I use on a regular basis from that audition we did in the beginning of the year. And
so
mostly
you rotate them?
I rotate them, definitely.
So in general, you have like a nice,
I have
maybe
eight.
10. Oh, eight, okay.
I have eight girls.
Just trying to get an idea.
And
if I can
Desiree
be
Desiree wants to audition.
Yeah, well,
fantastic.
Can you see where I'm going?
Yeah,
I'm just figuring that out.
You know, I'm just very picky. I feel, you know, there's so many dancers out here in LA, but it's so funny how it's so hard to find good help. I don't know.
You're absolutely right.
You know, people that follow through are responsible.
Show up on time, know the choreography, because I'm a big advocate. I hate wasting people's time. I expect when you come to a rehearsal, you know, and that's why we usually do only one rehearsal for a big show and the rest we do on video, because I live, you know, in the South Bay outside of LA, so I don't want to be driving up to Hollywood in that traffic every week, you know?
Yeah. Well, and if people are responsible, you do. You cut down on everybody's, you know, wasted time and stuff. So I'm sorry, I did take you off traffic, but you have about eight, and then you audition, or tell us.
Yes, and it's mostly, I receive a lot of submissions via my email of, hey, do you, you know, I'm working with this group, and, you know, just throwing my name out into the mix, but I like to see them live. I, you know, if anything else, I would just bring them into like an audition / rehearsal.
Sure.
And if they don't fit the girls, I'm like, you know what? You're beautiful, but it's just not for me.
But that's okay. That's why we audition.
Exactly.
And it is a lot about, you know, it's not just about your look and stuff. It's the other things that are so important that you bring to the table.
You have to be just cool and easy to work with and laid back, but on your game.
Right, and you never know, which is great that you're bringing, that you let them come in to have a chance, because you never know what kind of show you're going to be doing next week.
Exactly.
That's
and
true.
Nobody looks like their headshot, so.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I've seen some that are still in black and white.
Yes. Yes. So it's always good to see him in person.
Okay, so we're talking about the Lalas with Erin Lamont. You can check her out. You also have a personal website, erinlamont.com.
I do.
erinlamont.com.
And choreography reel there as well.
Absolutely. Oh man, did you hear that timing? The music's coming in right when we were doing a plug on the website.
I can't believe it.
We're getting good at this.
We are. I want to pat myself on the back.
Tight show. Yeah, absolutely. So we're here with Erin Lamont. She's talking to us about the Lalas. Go to thelalas.com. It's the hottest new burlesque show. You guys have dance shoes. We'll travel. And we're excited to have you. We'll be right back.
For the first time in our history, our mission to save lives and to celebrate lives in the face of cancer is at risk. Because we can't walk outside together, it's harder than ever to fight together. And when we can't come together, we give cancer a chance to gain ground. That's why we need your help. Donate today to the American Cancer Society and help us fund the critical services our patients need right now.
This is Ray Barcino with iHollywood Dance, and you're listening to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Hey, dancers. We are Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. Follow us on Twitter at iDanceCast or on our website, infinitedancecast.com. We have in studio today, Nick, bring us in.
We have in studio today the hottest new choreographer to sweep the nation, Miss Erin Lamont, here to talk about the Lalas, her brand new burlesque show. And but what I want to talk about is your background, where you came from. You're also a graduate of college.
I am.
We're big advocates of that.
I'm a nerd.
So we're all nerds. So tell us about where you went to school and, you know, how it helped you to transition into the professional world.
Okay, cool. I am from Detroit, Michigan, and I grew up being a competition dancer. So, you know, in the 90s with the high jazz boots and the perms and the French braids and everything. Mm. But, you know, full time, I always knew what I wanted to do since I was seven, you know, and so when I graduated high school, I was 17, and there was just no way that my parents would ever let me just move to LA. Right. And so, you know, it was an option, but it wasn't an option. I went to college, and I got two degrees in business and dance. And from there, it was crazy because you're in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which nobody's probably ever heard of.
Oh, no, people have. How could you not know that name? Word, Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. That's actually on my bucket list to go visit.
Oh, my gosh.
That
Aaron,
in Timbuktu. But I got to go to Kalamazoo first.
Too much. But like a week before I graduated, one of my favorite professors was like, oh, we have this cruise ship thing. Maybe you should submit a VHS video. Mm. And so it took me a week to burn it, but I put together a solo. I put together a solo and did the tape and set it in. And basically, you know, I got the job a week after I graduated from college. So I moved to LA and started rehearsing. I mean, it was one of those, you know.
It was meant to be.
It was so meant to be.
Are you glad that you went to college before you came out to LA?
Absolutely, because I feel like I wasn't even a good, you know, I was a very technical dancer, but I didn't have presence, or I didn't know my center and how to really just, you know, sell something or do something, you know.
Right.
And have it, that people maturity. Pay attention to it. Yeah, so I was done with school at 21, and that's when, you know,
that's awesome.
Started working.
Okay, so I want to ask you about your transition from being a performer to a choreographer. Now, you're still a performer,
yes.
But when you get into that choreographer world and that choreographer head of yours, you've got to work with people like Trace Adkins and Lady Gaga.
Yes.
What is the difference? What do you have to do to be a successful choreographer, specifically regarding an artist like Lady Gaga, who's very eccentric?
Right. You just have to be confident. You have to have conviction in what you do. You know, you have to walk in like you own the place. I remember my first big TV job. I was choreographing, and I was shaking in my boots. But, you know, at the same time, it's like once I get in that zone and know what I want and know what looks good, then, you know, I know how to control a room. And that's just what I love to do anyway. You know, I want to be that choreographer that dancers really want to work for. And I think I already am.
I'm sure. And do you feel that college gave you that confidence, especially like the business classes and things like that? Or
yeah.
It put you through a process of getting control and knowing who you are.
Sure. I really think that business, the business degree.
I'm sorry. Bella seems
to. We always have to have Bella, a Bella issue.
That's funny. Anyways, continue. We'll put a picture of that online.
But the business helped more than the dance, I think, because the choreography, I got like decent C's in, and business, I got A's. And my parents are like, wait a minute, what's wrong with you? Why do you, you know? And I always skip those classes because I just. But the business has helped me more so than anything else because I know how to market myself. I know how to get my name out there. Every week I wake up, or every day I wake up, and I hustle and call new people and send out new press kits. And I know how to put that together in a website and a reel. And, you know, I know that it takes more than just a good choreographer to have longevity in LA.
Right. Yeah. And you have to be self-sufficient out here. And that, I think that's one of the things that, you know, because we worked together on the Video Game Awards with Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes,
and
we
were very good about communicating to the dancers. This is exactly what needs to happen because, you know, if you remember, Neil kind of came in and was like, had a few ideas. And
right.
Then so you have to be able to communicate that to him, the director, the dancers, all in one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the organizational skills and the communication skills, then it's going to be a long day.
And you really just have to roll with the punches because no matter what, in a rehearsal, when we were in rehearsal for that, they call me that night. They're like, oh yeah, we're adding 40 more seconds, but take out that first 10 and then, okay, all right.
Be flexible.
Absolutely.
Flexible. So, and I think we do hear that a lot from, you know, guests that we've had on.
Yeah.
It's kind of this theme of successful people,
mm-hmm.
you know, being flexible, you know, but being responsible, communication.
Right.
Those are like key words that constantly come up.
And being prepared too.
Mm,
and
yeah.
I just hate, you know, no dancer wants to come into an audition and have something workshopped on them, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and I know that when I audition, it's going to be an hour or less just because I was in that position where, you know, you're in the cattle call and you're there all day. And I would just leave. I'm like, I don't even, this is like a waste of my time.
Absolutely.
No matter what. And so that's, you know, that's my goal, you know. And it doesn't have to be this long thing. We did that minute number in 3 hours and we had one rehearsal and it was done because all the men were professional on the job.
Right, and I'm pretty sure the audition took 20 minutes.
Yes.
I mean, you threw it at us, but that's what you expect. This is,
right.
Hey, this is what I expect. I'm going to throw it at you. If you get it, great. If not, thank you very much. I'll see you the next time.
Exactly.
And everybody walks away happy, whether they got the job or not.
Because they were there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you can see, you know, there's some people that come in into a job and it's more about them, speaking of choreographers.
Of course.
Right.
Like who?
I'm not
kidding.
I will not name names. But most people want to work with a choreographer like Erin, who her time is valuable. She knows your time is valuable. It's
right.
Not one-sided.
Absolutely.
At all.
I'm sorry.
No.
So what do you like to do the best? Do you like live stage? Do you like TV? Do you like film, videos? Tell us. Inquiring minds want to know.
Ooh, I love live. I love live.
Love
and
live.
It's one chance, and even like live to TV, that's the best because no matter what, it's over with in probably less than 5 minutes, and there's nothing else that I can do. I feel like I can just kick back like a minute before, you know, a minute before you guys go on the stage, and I can actually just enjoy it.
Right.
You know, instead of picking apart, oh, do that angle, do that. I love that.
Totally.
But I like the live.
I love it.
Well, and as a dancer, the stakes are really high.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, we got one shot. Like
butterflies in your
stomach.
And
it's going to be on television forever.
Yeah.
You know?
In stone.
So what is something that, okay, well, let's say we could give you any job in the world, something that you haven't done that you want to do before you're done with this world out here?
Oh, that's a long list.
We got time. Those hard questions.
Yeah, you know, I really think, obviously, doing an Oscars or doing, award shows. Seriously.
They do. I'm sorry, but.
And I want to do a Super Bowl halftime because I love football. And yeah. I really just want to.
I knew we liked you for a reason.
That's right. And, you know, working for artists is something that's, I haven't, you know, there's not a lot of leeway, I feel, when you work with artists. But I really want to get in there and do quality work for artists, because I feel now some choreographers, it's just like, it's, you know, this name or that name, and they're huge, so it kind of doesn't matter whatever happens. Right. You know, I just want, I want quality work out there, and I want a Vegas show really bad.
Well,
okay, what else?
That's not beyond anyone's grasp. I think that's great.
Well, I think you're on your way.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I mean, this Palms, you know, that's why we do so many things. I mean, and look at her. She's very well-rounded, and she, okay, I'm going to do this. You never know what road is going to lead you to that place.
Absolutely. And you know, initially how I got that job was on Craigslist.
You kidding?
What?
Me.
No, I'm telling you. You know, like, it's on Craigslist.
See, dancers, people, parents, you never know.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, I got to look up Craigslist real quick.
Yeah, right.
Oh, got a job. I'll see you later.
There you go, man. It's not always like that, but you know, it's funny how things turn out.
Okay, wait. And just going off this, we had talked just a little bit before we started, and you were saying that Austria, which is someplace that I've been in fact, beautiful country, amazing people. And the dance scene's getting really big there. I mean, they've been bringing me in to do jazz. But you just said, tell me what's going on with you there.
Sure. I worked with a producer. I was assisting on a job, and we choreographed a show for the Wyndham in the Bahamas. And so a couple years later. Yeah, I know. It was horrible. I went there like six times. And so then the same producer is doing a show in Austria. And so I will be there later this summer. I'm co-choreographing it. Sonia Tay is working on the marketing and the video for that as well. And we already had the audition, have the dancers. We shoot in July, and I'll be in Europe in August.
That's awesome. Do you know what city?
I don't.
Okay, because you're gonna have to get me that information. I'll tell you where to eat.
I will.
Look, it's all about food.
It's all
me.
About food.
It and, really you know, some great dancers and people that would probably love to come see that.
Absolutely.
You know?
I'm excited.
Erin Lamont, she's got a lot. You've got a lot going on.
I do.
And we're excited that you fit us into your busy schedule. You got to go watch baseball game, though, today.
I do.
So we want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
Again, we're here with Erin Lamont. Contact her at erin@erinlamont.com. Make sure you check out The Lalas, the burlesque show. Go to thelalas.com. You can call 562-344-LALA for more information. Check her out on Twitter at Lalas Burlesque. Erin Lamont.
Just a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much.
That's
and
awesome.
One day, I want to work for you.
Thanks for coming in, Erin. We'll take a quick break. This is Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. We'll be right back.
Your support of the American Cancer Society helps millions of cancer patients with free 24-hour information and support, a free place to stay when they must travel for treatment, and the results of some of the most promising cancer research today. Donate now at cancer.org/give.
Easy to make and take with you on the go.
Welcome to Food to Go with Steph and Ro.
I'm Steph.
And I'm Ro. And this week's healthy snack is Holy Wheat Hummus.
Holy wheat hummus. The first ingredient you need is whole wheat bread or sandwich thins. Second ingredient is some hummus. And the third ingredient is a bell pepper or maybe some avocado. Depends who you are.
Your base ingredient is whole wheat bread. I really like to use whole wheat sandwich thins.
We love
them.
They're
only 100 calories.
Woo!
I don't know. They're round.
Full
pretty
of
exciting
fiber,
and fun.
Like a broom that sweeps out all the bad stuff in your system.
That's our favorite thing to talk about with fiber, really. But the great thing is any whole grain, whether you use a sandwich thin or a regular piece of bread, it gives you lasting energy that'll help keep you full longer.
And we need that for those long hours at the dance studio or on set.
Sure do.
The second ingredient is hummus. Hummus is made from chickpeas, which is a great source of protein. And boy, do we need protein, right, Ro?
Fun fact is that Steph and I don't really eat all that much meat. So hummus is a great alternative, a great way for us to get protein.
Our best friend. Hummus is one of our favorite proteins because it's tasty and easy to take on the go. Food to go, on the go.
The ingredient that I like to put on top of my hummus, on top of my whole wheat bread, is the red bell pepper. I pretty much have a bell pepper every day of my life. I think they're tasty and amazing. And I love them because they taste great and they have more vitamin C than in orange. Oranges take all the credit.
What?
Bell pepper, it's got it all.
Oh, man. Well, I choose to put avocado, fiber, potassium, B vitamins, and folic acids. Woo! That's what I put on my holy wheat hummus.
Well, enjoy this week's healthy snack, holy wheat hummus.
Thanks for listening to Food to Go with Steph and Roe. Visit infinitedancecast.com and click on the Food to Go menu
to check out this week's healthy snack. Join us here every week
on Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Have a healthy week.
To make and take with you on the go.
Hey, this is Michael Riccio, and you're listening to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast.
Welcome back. Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. What an excellent interview with Aaron Lamont. Also, we had our first Food to Go episode.
That was awesome.
Desiree's got 1 foot out the door. She's trying to head to Whole Foods.
No, I have my garden right outside.
You darn hippie. Oh, that's right. You do have a garden.
I've got cucumbers and tomatoes and, you know, I don't have edamame, but...
Yeah, well, maybe it's time.
I could run out and get that. Although, Nick...
What?
It was our second Food to Go.
Oh, that was our second one. That's right.
See, I write down the recipes because I'm a cooker.
Yeah, that's right.
That's okay.
It's because I've listened to them a few times because I'm trying to get new recipe ideas
for Mackenzie. No, I understand. For Mackenzie.
I'm trying to impress
Mackenzie. Do you notice that he did? Yeah. Oh, that you're going to cook for
her. I'm trying to cook for her. Whew. She doesn't eat a lot of meat. She eats like chicken.
Oh, then these are good.
So these are great.
These are great.
So I listened to them, so that's why I messed up.
I love
up.
It. No, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem. I felt really good finally that I could catch you and I feel a mistake.
Like, I feel like I mess up 24 hours a day.
Oh, that is so good.
Speaking of 24 hours.
You're getting good at those segues.
Thanks.
Okay, so what he means by that is when I did go see Rent, we went with a writer friend of ours. And there's a musical that I had choreographed maybe 8 years ago. It was called 24 Hours. And it was all revolved around... teenage crisis center. So it's a call-in center. Really interesting concept. Now they're trying to make it into a screenplay or actually do it as a TV show, like a weekly Glee type.
Awesome.
You know, with musicals becoming oh so big and popular these days, they're looking to change it into that. I think it would be really good. So went to the musical Rent to get some ideas and just see where things are going these days. And I think it's going to be really exciting. I'm pretty excited for the project. It's big.
So when are we getting this? When are we going? When are we doing this? I mean, not we, but
well,
you.
You have to be able to be at rehearsal this week. No, they did a reading on Saturday of it.
Right.
Of just that's just when you get at a table literally and read the script.
It's a table read.
It is a table read. So they did that Saturday, and we'll see where it's going to go. They're getting the songs worked out, but some great music too.
Awesome.
Fun, edgy stuff, but. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of work, like I said. I mean, it's...
Well, but you welcome a lot of work.
No, I'm excited to be busy.
Yeah.
Because I need more.
Right.
But we'll be auditioning, you know, you have to be able to sing and dance and act. So this is really the true triple threat that needs to be available for this kind of thing. And it's nice to see it happening in Hollywood because it happens a lot in New York. But I'd love to see that be out here as well.
This will be fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh.
I'm going to follow you on Twitter, at Desiree Robbins.
You better.
You know.
I'll try to put it there and at iDanceCast.
Excellent, man. Well, this is good, man. Well, this is exciting.
It was
exciting.
A great show. God, we're just so blessed with some great, great interviews.
Yeah, we really are. And, you know, we have another special guest coming next week. Can we go ahead and tell them who it's going to be?
Yeah, I'm excited about... I mean, I say I'm excited about everybody, but this very dear friend.
Okay. Get ready.
Get ready. Are you sitting down?
Jason Meyer. Oh, Jason Meyer!
I mean, like, he's in between every Rihanna gig, Janet Jackson. He works with everybody. He, DeBarge's daughter. mm-hmm. Christina, also Will Smith's daughter. Willow Smith. I mean, he really works with so many people, and the nicest guy.
One of the nicest guys ever.
He really is. Very he's just so humble, easygoing. He still teaches.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes it amazing. So.
Jazz with Jason. But that's coming up next week.
Oh, funny. Yeah, so you have to look for that. You don't want to miss that.
You can tweet him at Jazz with Jason.
I love it.
And say, we can't wait for your interview.
Oh, man.
It's going to be great.
I can't believe how fast these shows go.
I know.
It's
but
amazing.
If we did it any longer, people would get tired of us.
Right. We want them leave them wanting more.
We want to send a special thank you to our producers, Michael Bienvenidos Benicos and Dave Let Me Entertain You Lagana.
Oh, my God.
For the show today. We couldn't do it without those two guys. And, man.
We are excited to have them on our team.
Check us out on iTunes. Don't forget. InfiniteDanceCast.com, at Nick Drago, at Desiree Robbins, at iDanceCast. We are also on Facebook. You can't get enough of us. You can't get away from us.
Right. Go to iTunes.
We'll see you next week.
Ciao.